98 FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, I want to focus on an issue that we haven't touched on in quite a while. If you're the parent of a teenager, we have a question for you. Have you warned your kids about the dangers of high energy drinks? Do you allow them to drink them? Would you be concerned if your teenager was drinking the odd can? And how do you feel about a Dublin football club banning all its players from drinking these drinks? But about a year ago, the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, issued a warning to parents of teenagers about high energy drinks. Simon Harris called on children, young people and their parents to be aware that these drinks are still unsuitable for consumption by them. A number of shops in Ireland have banned the sale of energy drinks to children under the age of 16, but many haven't. In fact, if you stand outside many local shops, you're sure to see teenagers, all of them holding cans of high energy drink, shops still selling them. Would you like to see an outright ban on the sale of these drinks to anyone under the age of 18, just as is the case with alcohol? Should they be put into that same category? Would that even stop teenagers getting their hands on high energy drinks? Well, this morning on the programme, we have an exclusive interview coming up in a moment with the Dublin Football Club, who earlier this week warned their members not to consume the drinks or risk being kicked out of the club. This is what Palmerstown Football Club said in their statement. Due to an incident with a player at another club who is lucky to be alive, we need to remind our players, parents and coaches of the dangers of caffeine-based drinks. And we want to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, 0877 98 98 98. So as I said, Palmerstown Football Club has reinforced the ban on teenagers using high energy drinks. And we're asking, is it time for all sports clubs to do the same? And is it time for a ban on the sale of energy drinks to teenagers? I'm joined on the line by the director of football from Palmerstown Football Club, and that is Morgan Butner. Morgan, good morning and welcome to 98 FM. Let me start by asking you why you've decided to reissue this warning that high energy drinks are banned at your club.
Well, what happened was, I mean, we've banned these drinks for the past, I don't know, quite 6-7 years in our club. Based on information we've seen at, well, it was an incident going back probably 8 years ago up in the basketball arena in Talla, where a kid took ill after drinking something, so they banned it. I've also followed like a lot of sports, and I've seen a lot of sports in the States, like the NFL and the NBA, and they've banned them as well. So we took the issue. I found some empty cans in a changing room one Sunday morning before a match, and I just decided then that the club would ban them. And that was, I say, about 6-7 years ago. And then just the past week, I read on social media of another club in Dublin where a child, teenager, I think it was 13, 14, drank two cans of Monster or Red Bull, whatever it was, before a training session on a very, very hot day. And he took ill and he had to go to hospital. And he's okay, recovered within a few hours. They had him on a drip, etc., all that kind of stuff, you know.
Okay, so this particular story highlighted how dangerous these drinks can be, particularly for young people.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. I mean, even I managed and coached senior teams as well, and I even banned them on the senior team, you know.
And is it out of concern for people's health or the effect that it has on them? What has made you do this? And is this something that should come from a national level, from the FAI?
Probably should. They're probably afraid of upsetting the actual brand. I know if you watch even the Premier League, you'll see some players drinking out of containers that would have the sponsor on it, like Red Bull or Monster, but actually what's in the container is just probably water or glucose. They're not actually drinking these products. sort of kind of fooling people into thinking that, Mo Salah is drinking Monster, so it must be okay. You know, the kind of way.
Okay, but so, in reality, he probably isn't.
There's a high caffeine content, and if you think about it, parents wouldn't give a child a cup of coffee. You know, I don't know what parents think kids under the age of 11 or 12 wouldn't drink coffee. And that's just one cup. And some of these drinks might have 3 or 4 cups of coffee in them, you know.
And have you seen yourself the effects that these drinks are having on kids?
Well, as I said, none of our kids have take them, so I wouldn't be an expert on that, no. I just know what's in them. It's like saying to a kid, don't do drugs, you know, isn't it?
Okay, the reason I ask is that only over this past weekend, I actually passed two young fellas who must have been maybe 13 or 14, and both of them walking down the street had cans of energy drink in their hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you concerned that a lot of teenagers are still drinking these drinks, whether you've banned them from your club or not?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course they are, yeah, yeah. But all we can govern is what happens within our club at training or at matches, you know. What they do, hanging outside the local bar, you know, that's their parents' issue and society's issue, you know what I mean?
What sort of reaction? I know you say this ban has been in place for quite some time, but you feel the need to remind people about the ban on energy drinks. What sort of reaction do you get when you say, look, they're just not allowed?
We've had a very positive reaction. I think the actual post was shared on Facebook about 300 times, and a lot of parents have all been very, very supportive, you know.
Okay, so once again, for Palmerstown Football Club, caffeine-based energy drinks like Red Bull are banned from the club. Any players seeing them, seen drinking them or suspected of drinking must not be allowed to train or play matches.
Yeah.
Do you know if there are other clubs in your league, for example, that do the exact same thing?
I'd imagine there are. I haven't, seen documentary evidence of it, but I've certainly been talking to coaches and that, and being on courses with the FBI and various other coaching companies, that everybody advocates that the kids shouldn't drink them, you know. And anybody older than that, well, then it's their own concern with what they drink, you know. But certainly, you know, especially on a hot day, you see some kid drinking a can of Monster, and then he has to do, you know, physical exercise for the next hour. He's going to be dehydrated, and it's going to have effect on him, you know.
All right, Morgan Butner, Director of Football with Palmerstown Football Club. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
No problem at all, pleasure.
All right, I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. So you've just heard Palmerstown Football Club. They had this ban for years, but because of an incident recently involving a child, they decided to reinforce their ban on teenagers using high energy drinks. And we were asking, is it time, firstly, for all sports clubs to do the same thing? And secondly, is it time for a ban on the sale of these energy drinks to anybody under the age of 18? Just like alcohol is restricted from people under the age of 18. Call me now on 6797981. And if you've had any negative experiences from consuming high energy drinks, I also want to hear from you. I know, for example, and I've mentioned this before to you, I could have one can of a high energy drink, and I would from time to time. And what I mean by that is, if I were driving and I were tired, I'd pull in and I'd have a can and refresh myself, and that'd keep me going for the rest of the long drive. Other than that, I tend not to touch them, and I certainly couldn't have more than one can. And on the one or two occasions in my life that I have had maybe two cans in an evening, I get awful heart palpitations. My heart races like nobody's business. And I won't say it's scary, but it's not comfortable. So I generally don't drink them at all. And if I do, it would be very rare, with a specific reason in mind, like I said, on a long drive or whatever. But generally, no, I don't really touch them. Anyway, I would like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can do what Billy just did and send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
Hey, Adrian, just Billy here on the drinks. I know a lot of people are worried about the caffeine In them, and potentially the sugar, which is loaded up. But one thing people don't realize is that the kids are often having two or maybe three a day, because they're often sold like that, two for £5 or whatever. But it's your kidneys with the amount of vitamins that are going into them. So you'll have, you know, 10,000%, 10,000%, whatever, of vitamin B, C, which you might think, okay, is well and good. But when they're overdosing like that, I'm no doctor or anything, but I think someone will tell you that you can actually put too much vitamins into your body in a day, and it can be very damaging for your kidneys, let alone the sugar, which I know there's sugar-free ones, but the caffeine as well. So your heart's going like crazy, and your just body's working too much, especially if you go out onto the field with adrenaline pumping and heart pumping even more. It's a recipe for disaster.
All right, Billy, thanks very much indeed. The question we're asking is, should all sports clubs ban the consumption of energy drinks on their premises for under-18s? And should the sale of energy drinks to under-18s be prohibited? In some shops, I stress the word some, they do restrict the sale to under-16s. It's very few shops, it has to be said. The majority are still selling them. But like I said, the then Minister for Health last year, Simon Harris, said young people and their parents need to be aware that these drinks are still unsuitable for consumption by children and young people. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
Hiya.
Now, what did you want to say on this, Michael?
I know that caffeine can help a lot if you're an athlete and you're competing at quite a high level for both during training, so it makes you feel like you're working a lot harder than you actually are working during your training. And then again, if you're competing.
And are you somebody who does drink them?
Yeah, I would, yes. Sometimes before training, or if I've got a big race on, I go easy on the high in sugar. I tend to drink the lower sugar ones. And I know a lot about my body and caffeine intake, so I take note of the amount of caffeine on them. And sometimes if I'm going higher in caffeine for a race or an event, I take caffeine in pill form and the drink, so not to be taking too much of the drink and whatever else is in the drinks.
Okay, so you deliberately take them because they improve your performance and your stamina, is it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it can make you feel a lot less tired and make you work out at a much higher level. So you might be basically, so it's your muscles are working much harder, but you're not feeling as that tired.
So okay, so you can push yourself that little bit harder.
Yeah, definitely. And if you can do that on like race day as well, or if you're like competing during any kind of event, it makes you don't notice yourself getting as tired, basically. But I'd be
you'd be cautious about?
I mean, giving them to kids is what I don't really agree with now. I know there's that ban that club has had, but I don't know if that's for adults and kids, or if it's just with kids.
I know he did say to me that for adults he doesn't like them having them either. Obviously he's no say, but he actively discourages adults taking them as well before matches and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely be cautious about kids having them, but adults, if you're competing at a high level and you're like an athlete, there's no real harm in adults taking the drinks.
The question I was about to ask you is, have you had any downsides to taking energy drinks?
I know that, well, say, if I'm competing and racing, one downside is you can get reliant on them. So if you're coming up to an event or a big race, it is sometimes good to lay off caffeine for like a month beforehand, month before your big event. And then on your big event or match or whatever, and when you do take the caffeine, you got a bigger boost from it.
That's okay, but where if you're taking it every single day, you nearly become immune to it, is that it?
Yeah. So if you want to get a massive benefit from it, just don't take it before your big match or event or whatever.
The question we were asking a moment ago is, should the sale of energy drinks be restricted by law to under-18s? And should all sports clubs do what Palmerstown Football Club have done?
Yeah, I wouldn't like, I kind of agree with them being banned for under-18s, maybe, because I know some kids drink them as if it's like they're drinking water, like they're walking down the street and they're just drinking it because they're hot, or they just need a drink.
Yeah, I gave an example of two young fellows I saw only on Saturday. They can't have been more than 14, and the two of them were swigging one of the very, very big cans of a high energy drink. And I don't know why, but I think I'd have been less shocked if they'd had a can of beer in their hand, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's not great now. You know, I kind of I wouldn't like, don't like to see kids just drink them in that kind of way. I'd prefer if it was just kept to.
But in terms of negatives, you've had no negative from taking it. You've had no heart palpitations or anything like that.
I mean, me personally not, but everyone reacts to caffeine differently. Same as everyone reacts to, some people are intolerant of gluten and whatever, so everyone reacts to caffeine and sugar differently. So some people, 200 milligrams of caffeine to one person might be really high and they might get palpitations, but for someone else that might not be a massive amount.
Okay, but
for you, that's not the case.
Your own tolerance. Yeah, for you, that's not. I mean, I mentioned that if I were to have two cans, I would have my heart be racing. I wouldn't sleep for weeks, so I don't. But for you, that's not the case.
No, but I mean, so to give you an example, if I'm doing a massive event, a race, I know I might have, say, 300 milligrams of caffeine every 4 to 8 hours. So in a max 24-hour period, that's a massive amount.
But again, you've had nothing negative from it. Thanks for your call, Michael. Stacey, I'm going to be with you straight after the break, but you don't agree with a football club telling members what to do with regard to energy drinks.
No.
Okay, stay there for one second and we'll explore that with you in a moment. Call me now on 6797981. Text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898. Now, Stacey, you think that it is wrong of a club like Palmerstown to say no energy drinks at all?
Yep.
Why?
Definitely, yep. Reason being is, you know, at the end of the day, you tell someone now they can't have something, they're going to want it more. Put it that way. If you have a good manager, a good coach, good club there, they can encourage the younger players not to drink them, rather than saying, no, you can't have them. Like me, I personally have a can of Red Bull before every match. Every match without fail.
Okay, what age are you?
I'm 33 now.
Okay, so you're not a kid?
No.
Okay. Why do you have one before every match?
That boost of energy, it does, it works. Like, it gives it a boost of energy. There's times where I haven't had the time to get to the shop to get me can of Red Bull before the match. And I can feel it. You know, half time I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm knackered. Like, I need a can of Red Bull. I can feel it. Without fail, anyone who knows me before every match, I will have an energy drink before a match.
And just the one?
Just the one, yeah. Just the one.
And do you crash after it?
No, I don't crash now. Full of beans.
Right, okay. But what I'm hearing from you, though, Stacey, is that it's you've become nearly dependent on it, that you have to have one.
Well, see, you can say that I'm come dependent. I also go out jogging. I don't have a can of Red Bull before jogging. I don't have a can of Red Bull before my soccer training. It's literally just before matches when I know that I need to give it everything and put all I can into the match. I'll have a can of Red Bull. But I don't have it when I'm doing any other exercises. I'm not dependent on it. I wouldn't drink a can of Red Bull a day. It's literally once a week before a match. That's it.
Okay, so sorry, excuse me. Palmerstown Football Club reiterating their ban on the use of Red Bull or Monster or whatever energy drink people are using. It was primarily aimed at kids, but not specifically. It also applies to anybody training at the ground. You think this is very unfair?
I do think it's unfair. I think, as I said, if you have a good coach and a good manager, they can educate the young kids to say you don't need that. And at that age, they don't need it. They don't. Their kids are full of energy at that age, so they genuinely do not need it. But again, it's not up to the club to say what they can and can't have. The kids, the parents, they're paying into this club for the kids to play football. They're not paying there to be told what they can and can't have. It's down to the parents. Like, I have two boys myself. I wouldn't give them a can of Red Bull before a match. Not a chance. I wouldn't.
But hang on. If it's good enough for you, why would it not be good enough for them?
As I said, kids are so energetic. They get up in the morning and they're blowing around everywhere till the last thing at night. You're nearly sitting on them to go to sleep. So the kids don't need it. Adults do. We have a stressful life, like day-to-day life. We're working. We're busy. You know, kids don't. They get up. They go to school. Well, not at the moment, but you know what I mean?
The question that I'm asking is twofold. One is, should all sports clubs do the same, particularly for under-18s? And should the sale of energy drinks be restricted like alcohol to under-18s?
I think the sale of energy drinks should be 16.
Should be 16.
It shouldn't be 18, no. It's not an alcoholic beverage. Sure, a kid can walk in, you know, a 16-year-old can walk in and get a coffee, you know, which is probably twice as bad as an energy drink.
Well, depends what way you look at it, but maybe a very, very, very strong
coffee. If I was to have an espresso, I'd be, you know, if I was to drink an espresso before every match, I wouldn't stop after the match. I'd keep going.
Right, okay. So, you have no issue with, or do you have an issue with the club saying no to energy drinks for teenagers, but you have a bit of an issue if it applied to adults?
Oh, definitely, 100% with the adults.
They okay, so say, like, say in your club, if next weekend they put up a sign like this as well, and it does say any player seen drinking them or suspected of drinking them must not be allowed to train or play matches by their manager and coach. What would your reaction be if your club put up a sign like that?
I'd find a new club.
Really?
Yep.
So is that important to you?
Well, look, or is it a Red Bull a week? You know. That's like saying, why not tell every player, you know, adult boys, that they can't go out and have a drink? They can't have an alcohol beverage. Like, you know, why not tell them that?
All right, stay there for 1 second, Stacey. 67979 is our telephone number. You can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. Now, Chris, you're on 98FM. How are you, Chris?
Hi, Adrian, you're all.
Good, thank you. Now, you used to work for an energy drink manufacturer in South Africa.
That's right. Yeah, I worked with them for 5-6 years.
Okay, so you're fairly well versed on this. And by the way, it wasn't one of the big brands that we know, is that right?
No. Okay. It's a locally made brand.
Okay, but similar.
Yeah. Well, exactly the same. Yeah, it's, you know, if you want to get right down to it, they get their flavouring from the same flavour house that Red Bull get their flavouring from.
So okay, fair enough. So it's very similar.
Red Bull.
So what do you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, the problem with energy drinks, obviously, yeah, as everyone's going on about the high caffeine and obviously the tremendous amount of sugar, but the problem that causes the heart palpitations is taurine. Now, taurine is comes from the intestines of a bull, hence Red Bull. And that's what gives you the heart palpitations. That's what gives you the sudden boost that you feel. And in some people, at the end, you get that feeling where you crash.
Yeah.
That's the taurine entering and exiting your body. And that's, you know, as you say, if you have 3, 4, 5 of those in a day, I mean, there are people that have died from drinking energy drinks. I totally agree. Under the age of 16, they shouldn't be sold to, and I agree with the club. If you're under, I don't think you can tell adults not to do it, because you know we are adults, we can make our own choices. But I do believe under the age of an adult in a sports club, they have every right to tell them sorry.
One of the reasons that they're afraid of this, and we heard this in the interview with Morgan Butner a while ago, is that there have been many examples of people in a training situation or in a playing situation where they're really operating at a high level and have consumed high energy drinks. The catastrophic health implications it can have. Thankfully, it's rare enough, but it can happen.
Well, that's exactly it. A few years ago, there were stories coming out of the United States where kids were dying at clubs from drinking too much of a particular energy drink mixed with alcohol. And yes, it might only be 1 out of every 10,000 or 1 out of every 1,000,000, but when that child is your child, that 1 out of a 1,000,000 doesn't help anything. It's your child that's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I used to get energy drinks because I work for a company. I got them for free as samples. I used to drink 4 energy drinks a day. And fortunately, it didn't affect me too much other than I got exceptionally overweight from the amount of sugar that was going in. And the minute I stopped drinking, which I haven't drunk any since I've been in Ireland, which is 5 years now, I haven't changed anything in my diet except to remove the energy drinks, and I've lost 8 kilograms. I still do exactly everything else. I still eat chocolates and sweets and you know, the rest of it. The only thing I've removed from my diet is energy drinks, and I've lost 8 kilograms just from not having that quantity of sugar in my body on a daily basis.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Chris. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. I want to do a very quick Dublin Talks text poll during the break. And here is the question that I want to ask. Have you had a high energy drink in the last week? And if so, how many? Okay, so for me, the answer to that question is no, I haven't had a high energy drink in the last week. So zero is my amount. But I want you to answer that question for me. I'm just trying to find out what percentage of people are actually using them. So have you had a high energy drink in the last week? So that's a yes-no answer. And if your answer is yes, then how many? And send that by text to 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Text us the answer to that. Have you had a high energy drink in the last week? And if so, how many? We were asking you in the last week, have you consumed any high energy drinks? Yes, I have. 5. Yes, 1 would be like Adrian when I drink them once in a blue moon if I'm tired. Another one says yes, 2. Yes, 10. So that's 2 every day, maybe. Yes, I'm highly addicted to high energy drinks. I drink roughly 4 to 5 cans a day. Another message, yes, 2 a day. And a lot of you saying, yes, I drink 2 cans of high energy drink every day. And we're asking whether or not, all sports clubs should ban the drinking of high energy drinks, just like Palmerstown Football Club have done. They have a poster up on their grounds and it says, energy drinks, caffeine-based energy drinks are banned by Palmerstown Football Club. Any player seen drinking them or suspected of drinking them must not be allowed to train or play matches by their manager and coach. That applies to everybody. And we're asking, is that right? Is that fair? For a club to do that, we heard from Stacey earlier on. She said, if a poster like that appears in my club, I'll go find a new club. Michael, you drink the sugar-free ones.
I drink Monster cans, yeah.
Okay, sugar-free, yeah. Okay. Often?
When I was in the gym now, when the gym was open, I was drinking them every day, yeah.
Okay, the gyms are back open. Will you be going back?
You want to get a few quid together in about 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be back to drinking them again, will you?
Ah, yeah, of course. I drink them now every second or third day now, but but not when I'm in the gym, yeah, every day.
Okay, now, we were talking with a lady earlier on, and she was basically saying she kind of has to have them before a football match. Do you have to have them before you train?
I find them beneficial, yeah. Do I have to have it? I don't have to have it, no.
Would your training be as efficient if you didn't have it?
It gives me a boost. If I was going to do squats or deadlifts or bench press or something now, I'd be more confident that I could push out an extra couple of reps if I had a can of Monster. Definitely, yeah.
Right, okay. Now, we were talking about this club. It's not a new ban, but they're reiterating their ban. Any player seen drinking them or suspected of drinking them must not be allowed to train or play matches by their manager or coach. Do you think that's fair?
I don't think that. The club don't have a right to do that. They actually don't. It's ridiculous because, I mean, you're shaming. It's for adults as well. Like, you don't have a right to tell an adult what they can and can't put in their own body, right? Within reason.
Well, you kind of do. If it's performance enhancing drugs, you have a right to tell them not to.
Well, that's a different kettle of fish, as far as I'm concerned. That's breaking the law. They are illegal. But energy drinks, this is the thing, right? You're telling kids and what have you, you can't have these energy drinks, and then you're making a big deal out of it, and then the kids go into the local shop around the corner, and it's all on the everything's on the shelf, and it's legal. The club have no right to do it. Like,
They're obviously worried because there have been examples, and in fact, the director of football from Palmerstown told us a while ago that there was a case recently where a teenager was hospitalised after consuming a high-energy drink and training at such a high level.
What was that teenager's lifestyle? What were the other factors in there? You know what I mean? You don't know what the story is. You can't just blame it on the kind of energy drink. If it was true, everyone would be dropping dead from them, like, and that's just not the case.
No, but we know they're not great for you, are they?
Of course we don't. I don't drink the sugary ones because I know the sugar, as far as I'm concerned, is very bad for you. And I know that, but that's a personal choice. Like, but I'm not going to go around and start telling everybody what they can and can't do. Like, because once they start telling you to do this or that, whatever, then they'll start telling you to do other stuff and all. This is probably just, like, this is busybody stuff, like, you know.
Is a busybody stuff when it comes to teenagers, then? To tell a teenager, a 15-year-old, you can't play for this club if you're going to be drinking that stuff.
I'm 40, right? If I'm at that club, right, and I'm drinking an energy drink because I'm an adult, and then how can I tell a 15-year-old they can't drink it? You know what I mean? It's hypocritical, like. You know
well,
I mean?
We heard from Stacey earlier on, who does drink it herself, but she said kids are full of energy. They don't need it.
Some kids are. It's a parental issue as well. Like, you know what I mean? Don't make the drinks available at the club. And talk to the parents. You know, if parents don't want their kids drinking this stuff, they shouldn't be drinking it. You know what I mean?
Easier said than done, though, when you're talking about teenagers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, teenagers, they're coming into adulthood and all that, and like, they're making their own decisions. Like, and you basically, your battle is lost when you get to teen. If you haven't sorted out your kids when they're young, and it's a waste of time trying to sort them out when they're teenagers.
Okay, you think it's very unfair of a football club to tell all members you can't have this stuff?
I think they're doing it the wrong way. I think they're going with the lowest common denominator, picking out a couple of cases without any real proof, and then trying to, like, panicky kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like,
well, when they put their statement on social media over the weekend, they said, due to an incident with a player at another club who was lucky to be alive, we need to remind our players, parents, coaches of the dangers of caffeine-based drinks. They're fairly specific about it, and it's based on a young fellow being hospitalised.
Well, there's a difference between making people aware and then acting like an authoritarian kind of...
Okay, so it's totally unfair. All right, stay there for a second, Michael. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Claire, who became a little bit addicted to them.
I would have normally about 3, maybe 4 of the 250ml cans a week. I've cut back an awful lot now. I used to be really, really bad in the mornings. I used to have a cup of coffee by the time I'd get into work. I'd have 1 or 2 cans of Red Bull, and then I'd still be drinking coffee throughout the day. I became quite addicted to it, actually, but I used to get really bad palpitations and pains in my collarbones, so the doctor recommended that I give it all up and switch to decaffeinated coffee and everything. It was that bad.
Okay, now, John, you work in sports yourself. How are you?
Hey, doing, Adrian?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this?
I think it's the most important thing to remember here. It's an adult wants to take it, it's their choice to take. That's fine. When it comes to kids, most children will listen more to a coach than you will to their parents.
Yep, possibly so, yeah.
It's, well, there isn't a lot of cases, not every case, but a lot of cases. So we found over time, in our case, well, you encourage the children not to take it. And it, 9 out of 10 times it worked. We never had an issue with any of the kids taking out of your martial arts, or they'll be in the football. So if an adult wants to take it, well, fine, that's their choice. But I think Palmerstown United, I think it was, are doing the right thing, because if an incident happens at their club and it's one of their children, well, they're held responsible.
And I think that's obviously part of the motivation behind this. But we were asking whether or not this sort of a ban, should, particularly for teenagers, should be rolled out in all sports clubs. Do you think it should?
I think it should, in a sense, but it can be done without being, you know, dictatorship way, but in an encouraging way. And if the coaches are coming across the right message to the children, I think that's the best way of doing it, rather than demanding, but you know what?
Okay, so this statement from the club saying any player seen drinking them or suspected of drinking them must not, and it's underlined, must not be allowed to train or play matches by their manager or coach. That's a fairly blanket ban now.
It is indeed. I mean, I think it's, unless you've had previous, which I doubt very much at these times, had previous meetings with parents to explain this is the reason why we're doing it. I mean, to come across so heavy-handed, I don't think it's going to work. I think.
Is it fair, though, for them to stop even under-18s drinking them?
You have the right to do that, but I think that they're covering themselves. They're just getting the message across that we don't want anybody in the club at all taking it.
Mm.
One of them, whether it be young or old, takes a turn. Well, then it's the club's nearly responsibility, if I'm not mistaken. But there, you know, when you pass through the gates of any football club, if I'm not mistaken, again, you're on their ground.
And you have to play by their rules, yeah.
Yes.
Although we did hear from one player a while ago saying that if those rules were in her club, she'd just walk out and find a new club. Let's bring in a couple of WhatsApp voice notes before we wrap this up. Steve drinks them, but he has an issue with the size of some of the cans.
Good morning, Adrian. Just regarding the energy drinks, what you're talking about there, I drink them myself every single day. I probably drink two myself a day. Just gives me a boost during the day to get me through what I need to do and stuff like that. The only thing I will say on them is I don't think they should sell them big 500 ml cans, definitely not. All energy drinks should be sold in a can similar to the Red Bull can, the 250 ml can. They're the only ones I drink. I wouldn't go drinking the big huge cans every day. They're the ones that give you heart palpitations and everything else. But yeah, all cans should be small cans of energy drinks. There shouldn't be large ones.
All right, Steve, thank you. Jeanette says we need to be careful.
I actually disagree with people using energy drinks before a workout or before football games or anything. We've seen young men die on pitches, leaving behind families. Whether it's related or not, I don't know, but it's a bit coincidental that it's around the time of energy drinks, and that's when a lot of sportsmen were using them. But I do feel it puts a lot of pressure on the heart, unnecessary pressure on the heart, because it's not like a natural process. It's a false sense of energy and you're not coming down naturally either. So I just think it's dangerous. I wouldn't do it. Each to their own. But I mean, people need to be really careful and not overstep. Don't drink too many. Just have the one a week maybe, but just be very careful.
All right, Jeanette, thank you very much indeed. And Kira, I'm told, wants to confess.
Hi, guys. Kira here. I must admit, I do drink 2 to 3 sugar-free energy drinks a day to keep myself going. I actually used to drink more. I used to be 5 or 6, but I've cut down quite a bit. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Kira. 2 to 3 energy drinks a day. That'll be me awake for the rest of the week, I have to tell you. And finally, Darren says it's wrong to blame energy drinks on everything.
Hi, Adrian. That young fella was hospitalised with dehydration. Nothing to do with energy drinks. He obviously didn't just drink enough hot water and he was training on a hot day. It's nothing to do with the energy drinks. I think that club is blown all out of proportion.
All right, Darren, thank you very much indeed. And thank you very much indeed for all of your calls, texts, comments and opinions. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.